Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
I have a question on my mind. Could this be the day? I pushed the thought out of my mind in thinking and went to study today, sorting through the thoughts that I could share. But after prayer, I opened my Bible, looked at a few verses, and that thought kept coming to my mind. Could this be the day? I fired up the computer, lassoed a few of the files and notes that I needed, opened the Bible software, and just started to pen a few thoughts. And with each word written, the question kept coming back, could this be the day? After hearing that question over and over in my mind and heart, I went back to my knees and asked, God, what are you saying to me? Could this be the day? And as I pondered that question, I sorted through several responses I was sensing, and I settled on three. These are the three that I want to share with you today. Could this be the day? My name is Ken Gurley, and here on Daily Devotions this week, we are talking about finding hope in troubled times. Could this be the day? Three possibilities. Could this be the day when a prayer is asked and answered? The possibility of asked and answered prayer. I like that. God truly does hear and answer prayer. One of our motivations for praying is simply that God longs to hear us, and He wants to answer prayer. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we pray that because God wants to give us our daily bread. It's His divine nature to feed us, to clothe us, to care for us, to watch over us, to meet our needs. Fear not, little flock, Jesus said. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God hears prayer, answers it. Therefore, we pray. We ask, and God answers. Some answers to prayers are delayed in their responses. In those times, God doesn't ride on the swift cloud. He tarries. Therefore, we should tarry. We should wait in prayer, looking to Him, knowing He has the answer. We wait on Him to move, to stir the waters, to open the windows, to pour out of His abundance. That's what I first kept returning to this morning. Could this be the day that someone asks and God answers, not just for daily bread, although that's important, but for other needs, near-term and long-term, momentary and lasting, seemingly ordinary and extraordinary, a healing for yourself or your family. A door opens that has been closed, an answer comes, a solution appears, the tide changes in something that you've been wrestling with. A prodigal looks back toward home, some situation that has trended and drifted downward toward chaos suddenly reverses and things change. A habit breaks, a chain snaps, a mindset, a viewpoint, a perspective is altered. Perhaps this is the day that a long-standing feud, a Hatfield and McCoy situation suddenly draws to a close, and there's healing, peace, strength, a reunion, a laying down of old rusty swords, and a friendship is restored, a relationship reunited. Could today be that day? Could this be the day that you and I see not the ending, but the beginning of the ending, when suddenly life's trials, life's difficulties all make sense? Could this be the day that unasked prayer is finally asked and that unanswered prayer is finally answered? Could this be the day? That's the first possibility, that a prayer is asked and answered. But following closely on the heels of this response was a second response I felt prompted to write down. Could this be the day when you step into your destiny? That's a second and a very real possibility. Perhaps someone is reconnecting to a calling. A dormant gift is dusted off. As Joseph put on the robe to enter Pharaoh's presence, maybe this is a day of destiny, that you are cloaked with a promise, a possibility, a desire, an idea whose time has come, an opportunity lays before you, a sense that this is why I was born. I was born to do this. This is what my life's purpose is all about. No more square pegs and round holes. No more wearing Saul's armor that doesn't fit. No more trying to fit in like an eagle in a barnyard. No more hiding from giftings and abilities that God gave you. No, you realize suddenly, this is who I am meant to be. This is what I am here for. Could this be the day that I step out of the boat, that I get out of my comfort zone, and I see the miraculous happen? Could this be the day that I see a dream fulfilled? No one should be permitted to steal your joy. No one has the right to stomp on your God-given dream. No one and nothing can stand before you when you're clothed with the power of God's might. That this is your season. This is your hour. Could this be the day that possibilities become probabilities? That the substance of things hoped for becomes the evidence of things seen? That faith apprehends the moment. A logos becomes a rhema. A test becomes a testimony. A question becomes an exclamation point. From the crucible of hope, the dross of doubt is extracted, and you come forth as the purest, sparkling, shining gold. Could this be the day? These are the moments when the sun stands still, when shadows on sundials go backwards, when the standard and expected time is baptized by God's time, when the not yet suddenly becomes the now. Could this be the day when you step into your destiny? What has not yet been is now fulfilled. And then there is this third distinct possibility that I could not race away from. Could this be the day? And actually, I think this should be the first response. Could this be the day when Jesus appears in the eastern sky? When Jesus comes to catch his bride away. Through the centuries, Christians have lived with this fond expectation that the next blink of an eye, the next tick of the clock, the next beat of the heart, the next rustle of the leaves, the next breath, Jesus comes from heaven with a shout to call us home. That hope helps us. There are over 30 New Testament passages that show us how the hope of his unexpected coming benefits us. It helps us to lead holy lives. It prompts us to reach out for others. It provides us comfort during our trials. In fact, students of church history have noted that when the church expects the Lord's soon return, she has flourished. When it denies the possibility of his soon return, she languishes, she backslides. Jesus said that an evil servant, says the Lord, delays his coming. This at any moment coming of Jesus is something the church embraced. Jesus fostered this expectancy. In John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's why the church in Thessalonica needed Paul's comforting. They saw fellow believers die, be buried, and they wondered what would happen to these dear brothers and sisters. Paul told them, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up, harpazo, that's the Greek word for rapture. We're going to be snatched away in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We are given an example of this in the Old Testament. The writer of Hebrews said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Translated. Normally that word means to translate or take one set of words and move them to another language. But God is a great translator. He moved Enoch from one world to another. He did not see death. God transferred him to the world to come. God can do that not just for me, but for many. 1 Corinthians 15, that great resurrection chapter, Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. The rapture was a mystery in the Old Testament. For 11 centuries, Old Testament believers weren't privileged to know this. They believed in resurrection. Job believed, though the skin worm destroy this body, in my flesh I shall see God. Martha said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection. But rapture was a mystery hidden from them. The order of the catching away, the harpazo, the rapture, the Lord will descend from heaven where he's preparing a place for us. His purpose in coming is to receive us unto himself. We're going to hear the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Made incorruptible by having our bodies made immortal, we shall be caught up, raptured together. We will meet them in the clouds, the reunion of the dead in Christ and living believers. We shall meet the Lord in the air, and the Lord will accomplish his purpose of receiving us unto himself and taking us to the place that he's prepared for us. And thus shall we ever be with the Lord. We will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We will participate in the marriage supper of the Lamb. The rapture is just part of the second coming of Christ, but not all. The secret part, he comes in the clouds. Jesus described his coming as a thief in the night. In the rapture, Jesus comes to take away his church. Then comes the public part, the glorious appearing, the second coming. Paul told Titus, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Revelation 1, behold, he comes with clouds. Every eye shall see him. They which pierced him, all the kindreds of the earth, shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Could it be the day that would start eternity? Could it be the day that a trumpet is blown loud and strong? Could it be the day that the souls of men and women will hear the voice of their Creator, the voice of their Redeemer? Maybe this is a good day. This is a good day to recognize he could come today. Could this be the day? The day for an answered prayer. The day that I may step into my destiny. The day that Jesus returns for us. I want to prepare my heart for the possibility of all three.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.